Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for joining us, James, so quickly after full time. You made to work for that. We got a bit nervous. So we said 1-0, the door was always open. We created so many chances, but didn't put this game to bed right until the end. So, I mean, what's your thoughts?
I think what you've hit the nail on the head there for us. It was we've created so many chances, but we've just snatched at them non-stop. Like, I think Kirstie's has been playing left back. We've put her left forward. She's trying to win a forward position back, like it's clear as day. She just wants to get two free goals and say, you have to play me in a forward position. So I think she was snatching at it a little bit, and I think we just need a bit more composure. We knew they were going to be well organised today. You don't go and beat them 2 weeks ago 5-0 convincingly, and they come back and don't make adjustments. So fair play to Westids and the coaching team, but I'm happy with the result. I'm not 100% happy with the performance, but the result was what we needed.
There was effort. Certainly. We're giving player of the match to Reeves, who I think do you do radars? I don't know if you do radars.
Yeah,
she's
everywhere.
You don't need to check. She's covered every bit of the pitch.
Literally.
So you need that determination, don't you? Because the longer that game went on, you need players like Reeves just to calm it all down a bit.
Yeah, I think you might have seen from kind of the first 30 minutes of the half, I was screaming because I needed the second goal. I was pushing because I didn't want a last minute 10 minute nervousness. I listened to the radio we used yesterday with the men's team, and I was like, oh, it sounds nervous. And then I think you said at the end, like, oh, the women might go and let it down tomorrow, and I was like, oh, that's some sort of bad omen. But honestly, I'm happy that both teams have gone out there this weekend and got the results that we needed. It's some positive stuff for the club.
It was interesting the way you set up, because you mentioned Kirstie Chambers there. She was kind of playing loose, left wing, if we could say that. And we weren't balanced properly because the right was we had Dixon who was playing right forward, and we had a fullback. This side, we didn't really have a fullback. We had two wingers.
I'll be honest. It's not supposed to be like that. The reason I probably changed, you see me change Ellie Kelly and put a left back, because the plan is to overload through the fullbacks, and Kirstie's supposed to start as a left back and then drive and end up as a left forward and beat it in a 2v1 situation. She wasn't doing that in the first half. She was just space invading, because it's not out of anything. She's just eager. She's eager to get involved. She's a captain. If it's 0-0, she feels like she needs to get on the score sheet. And I think, personally, she probably put a bit too much pressure on herself today. But when we made the change, we put Ellie there. Ellie Kelly, it did feel a bit more balanced when she was there. But we've got quality all over the pitch, and even in tough games like that, we've still got enough experience to see the game through. And look at Ash Hayes, like that goal was, she just got a goal out of nothing, like absolute nothing. And that's what you've got when you've got quality.
And just to touch upon, we were going to give player of the match, I think, to Corey Mava until she got injured. How is that injury?
I've not had a report yet. I'm hoping that it's just an impact injury and it's nothing too serious. But it doesn't look muscular, so we'll see. We'll see, definitely.
Now, this was kind of like a bonus game. Congratulations to yourselves and West Disby for organising it and getting a league game done before the Cups come back into play, because you were expecting, we spoke last week, just a month of Cup fixtures. How was the squad looking? You did hold back a few substitutions.
Yeah.
Is that with one eye on Mac and Cheadle Town?
100%. I think we've got a lot of games coming up, and we've got Cheadle back-to-back. And listen, that game is going to be like this. It's going to be 1 week. We're going to have to play differently in both games. Like, we can't just turn up to each fixture and like play exactly the same style, because they will adjust these teams, especially when we're playing them such close together. It'd be easier playing these in 6-8 weeks, because then they've had time to play other teams and forget about us. They're very clear about what we're doing, and it's like I said the other week, it feels like Champions League football, where you're playing teams back-to-back, but listen, we've got a great squad, and we've got players to come back, and I think Emily Marsh is close to being back, which is a brilliant addition for us, and we've got a couple of extra players who've been training with us who potentially might be signing as well.
Well, that's exciting. Speaking of exciting, we're obviously off to the Moss Rolls next week.
Yeah.
Robbie Savage will be there. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'll call him out on Twitter.
the magic of the FA Cup.
The FA Cup. Yes. I mean, what's your thoughts on this? And without giving too much of your homework away, what's your thoughts on the challenge of Macclesfield next week?
I think they're better than the level they're at. I've got quite a bit of insight because we had Abby Hunt, who was playing on loan there last year when she didn't have a lot of game time because of her travel and commitments. She would go and play there, so I know they've recruited well. One of the players who's their star striker, we were trying to sign her, so I understand like kind of what they're about. But listen, the FA Cup, if the girls can't get up for the FA Cup, I don't know what we're doing playing football, because I'm excited for it. I've been looking forward to it.
I mean, we've mentioned you know, your targets. You want to, you know, get as much silverware as we can. The FA Cup is slightly more challenging to do well in at our level, but is your hope to go
second round? I'll get to the second round proper. That's the target. The furthest we've ever been is the first round proper. So I wouldn't be setting kind of, I don't want to go, oh, let's just try and do what we've already done before. Like the second round proper for us is financially, it's great for the club. It sets us forward in terms of reinvesting back in the women's side and the women's setup. And for us, like, we need to be pushing boundaries. We can't just say, yeah, we've done well to get to the first round. Like, let's go and get a good tie. Like, listen, let's get a Brighouse or a Huddersfield or one of these teams in the first round. Let's go and give them a good game, hopefully at Broadhurst Park.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, James, just before you go, busy week. How's it all looking for you?
Yeah, mate,
we've had
a few girls down training with us, new girls, potential signings. We've had a couple of like international players who've been over from Germany and a few other places. So we're looking forward to getting a few more players in and looking to get players back to fitness and build ourselves up ready for the next week, because training's intense. Like, it really is intense. Like, the girls know if they don't bring it, they won't get anywhere near the pitch on a Sunday. So everyone knows what they're playing for now. I'm looking forward to this week.
Well, James, big congratulations today. Another clean sheet.
I know,
didn't
even
mention that. Another clean sheet.
Hey, it's getting there.
Really impressive stuff. Another 3 points. And big good luck in training this week. And we'll catch up again.
Thank you.
Moss Rolls next Sunday.
Yeah, cheers. See you then.
See you soon, mate. Take care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.